So, have you ever given someone a gift that you can't afford simply because you just want to feel the glow of giving, or because maybe you want to impress them, or maybe you've gone in for a gift that you can't afford, or maybe you feel guilty about something, or maybe every year you just buy the person the same gift? Christmas is a really difficult time for us and our money and our emotions. And I really think that there's a whole lot to do with getting some sort of contract for connection up between giving gifts and receiving gifts. And what we're really looking for when we give these gifts is absolute connection with people. And to get that connection, are we overspending? Are we getting ourselves into traps we don't need to? That's what I want to talk about today. So today I want to dig deep into the whole concept around Christmas gift giving and then jump into something that can maybe give you a few hints about what I used to do and what I do now so that I satisfy my need for gift giving without putting myself in the poorhouse. So let's get started. And let's get started with why we give a gift in the first place, and particularly at Christmas time, because it's such a big tradition and so much thought and planning goes into our Christmas gifts for some of us that, yeah, it's a real pleasure, it's a joy to give gifts. And sometimes we give gifts just because it's nice to be nice. We enjoy giving the gifts. The thing that confuses me about Christmas, I think, is that it's a have to give a gift. We have to give a gift. And it has to be something big and spectacular, and it has to be better than it was last year. It has to be meaningful. It has to be all the things. And that puts a lot of pressure on us. So while it's nice to be nice, are we giving gifts because we're being nice? Because expressing those thank you, gratitude, I appreciate you moments to someone else is part of the rush of dopamine or whatever we get from giving the gift. It gives us pleasure to give a gift. We do know that. We do know that it gives us pleasure and it's a joy to give a gift. They call it actually a helper's high, and that feeling of altruistically giving to someone without expecting anything in return. Of course, giving gifts also creates a stronger bond between you and the person that's receiving, particularly if you've just nailed it. If you've got something, you've put a lot of thought and a lot of effort into getting something for someone that you know that they're really going to appreciate. We were talking in the office about this the other day, and one of the team was talking about how when they moved out of their lifelong house, her and her family moved out of their lifelong house that she'd grown up in and had her childhood in, she created a book that went from when they first got the house, all the photos, all the stories, into one of those beautiful hardback books that she gave to the other three members of her family and kept one for herself. And it was a really special thing. While I was doing this, I was also reading about a woman that had stayed up all night creating gifts for, like, really thought out painting specific wine glasses for everyone in her work team and spending hours and hours and hours doing it and then handing it out to her work team who didn't appreciate the effort and the attention to detail that she'd. I mean, they were happy, but they didn't appreciate the effort and the attention to detail because it was sort of, I want to say, misdirected. If we're going to go to that kind of extreme length of giving something that's really thoughtful, are we on the same page as the people that we're giving it to? Or are you trying to give something because you want to receive something greater? And that's where our contract for connection comes in. That's what I'd like to talk about is that idea of, you know, almost over the top gifts for someone who's really not going to appreciate it. And then we've got to examine our reasons for doing something like that. Like, if that was you or me, what are we doing when we're staying up until 2 a.m. creating gifts for someone that we don't have deep, meaningful relationships with? Why are we going to that kind of trouble? And the reason I think is because at Christmas time out, we've got a heightened sense of emotion. We've got a heightened sense of who we are, of feeling lonelier, of feeling more disconnected. So when we go to all that effort and we create those things, we're creating connection around our relationships. And it may be relationships that we don't actually naturally have that connection with. But it also could be that we don't actually need that connection with those particular people. So when you're looking at how you're giving gifts and who you're giving gifts to, consider that you're giving gifts to create a connection with someone. And consider, I want to say, consider whether they're worthy of your connection. Whether the effort and the trouble and the time that you're going to create this gift, is the recipient actually worthy of your connection, or are you doing something because you need to feel connected to these particular people? There's a lot of other ways to feel connected at Christmas time, and there are a lot of actually lonely or people in need. And could it be, instead of trying to create connections that don't exist with your work colleagues by staying up until 3 a.m. decorating specific wine glasses for them, that going through your wardrobe and finding a whole lot of clothes that you're no longer wearing or you're no longer using, washing them and going and finding someone that's in need of those clothes, someone that's not in a home at Christmas time, giving, like really giving something back might make you feel a lot better, but also might make you feel a lot more connected than giving a gift to someone that doesn't appreciate it, because there's a letdown when you give a gift to someone that doesn't appreciate it. I have to be very frank here. I am not a great gift giver and I'm not a great gift receiver. And maybe one day I was, and I used to be very generous, particularly around Christmas time with my family. And I'd think of it as generosity. But now I look back, I'm wondering if it was actually generosity or if it was just that need to feel connected and part of everything. Now, my family doesn't give gifts to adults at Christmas time anymore. We went through a stage of doing Kris Kringle, but we don't even do that anymore. And nor does half my team's families. But the other half of my team's families have an almost competitive gift-giving situation going on where every year has to best the last year and things have to get bigger. The other thing that one of my team members has is the habit gift. And the habit gift is giving that same gift every year. So the repetition of the gift. And the gift is a really expensive weekend away for her parents. And when we give that sort of gift of, you know, big, expensive, something that's become a tradition or a habit or something like that, do you sort of want to step back and say, hang on a minute, I actually can't afford this. Or they can afford this, so they can actually afford to take themselves wherever they want to go, and they don't need this as a gift from me. A gift from me can be something that is more within my price range, more within my budget, something I'm more comfortable giving, something that makes, that brings joy to the giving, rather than a sense of obligation of giving the gift. And when we feel obliged to do something and we're not doing it out of joy, then we're probably not getting the high of the gift giving and we're feeling a lot more resentment. When we feel resentment in our heart for giving a gift, is the gift going to be well received? I think not. I think not. There's also the guilt gifts, the gifts that you haven't spent enough time with or haven't seen someone enough, so you really try and give them something that's a little bit over the top. The please like me gift, the I've put so much thought and energy and effort into this gift, and it's really expensive, and you kind of know it's really expensive because you're the receiver. So please like me. And then there's the gift that is given because you want something of equal value back. And we were talking about this yesterday, the team and I were talking about this yesterday, about how in some families, there's an expectation that if I've spent $100 on you, then you need to spend $100 on me. There's that absolute reciprocation and looking at it and being disappointed, outwardly disappointed with a gift that you're getting from someone because it's not of equal value to the gift that you had given them. And those sort of things I feel are not really in the spirit of Christmas. They're not in the spirit of Christmas. They're not in the spirit of gift giving. Gift giving as a competitive sport is something that we might need to just step back from. And particularly in this age of we have everything we need. If we don't have everything we need, we've got Amazon to deliver it to us within 48 hours. We've got everything that we could possibly want at the tips of our fingers. We've got so much consumerism in our lives at the moment. And I don't know about you, but after COVID, a lot of those things have become less important to me. And as I move forward in my, maybe it's just that I'm getting older, but as I move forward in my life, the things that are important to me are having family and having friends and having joy. And so when I give a gift, I want it to be a well thought out gift, but it doesn't need to be an expensive gift. Similarly, when I'm giving something to my team at the end of the year, I'm giving them something that's going to express gratitude. So I'm giving them an event, an experience, a prize, if you like, for say a way to say thank you and express gratitude for all the things that they've done for me over the year. And Christmas is a great time for that corporate thank you to go on. And if you've got a small business, it is actually quite well appreciated from other customers and other people that you get that little hamper or you get the little bottle of wine or whatever. I know that a couple of the banks will give us some really nice little hampers or gifts to just to say thank you for your business. And it is quite nice and it is quite well received. But I have to say, it wouldn't matter if they didn't. It wouldn't make any difference at all if they didn't. So from the corporate or gift perspective, it can be actually quite worthwhile. It can actually increase those bonds, form those relationships, create that connection, and remind someone that they're actually doing something that you're grateful for. So corporate gifts, business gifts, teams gifts, absolutely on board with that. But again, back to the story of the woman that stayed up till 4 a.m, gifts in keeping with what that relationship actually is. Bottle of wine, something simple. My next question is, how do we get out of these bad habits of the way that we're giving gifts and start speaking to our own truth about coming from the heart and giving something that is really meaningful to us? And perhaps we start with a, how much would you like to spend on Christmas this year? And if you have children, you're going to want to spend the majority on your children. So let's say you've got a $1,000 budget for Christmas. You've got two children. You want to get them something that's going to give them a great experience. So let's say you want to give them surfboards this year. So we're going to give our children surfboards, wetsuits, all the things that go with it. We're going to spend maybe $250 on each. I'm making all of these things up, so please don't try and look for surfboards for $250. You might buy them secondhand. You might buy the whole thing secondhand. They're easy to find. It doesn't matter because it's about the experience. It's not about the newness of the board. So we go and we buy the secondhand surfboards and the everything. And I like doing things like that because to me, doing things like that is protecting things from landfill, which is one of my favorite things to do. I've certainly bought my granddaughter secondhand gifts most often, I would say. So we go and we get our surfboard. So that's cost us $500. So then we've got $500 left to spend on our gifts. Spending the next $500 on gifts, it's a lot of money, but we've got 10 people to buy for. So we say we're going to buy at $50 each. And actually, what we might do is go and buy a case of wine or two cases of wine and give them all a bottle of wine. Something consumable can be quite nice, I think, for Christmas. One of the things that I do for Christmas, and I've shared the recipe in one of our earlier blogs this year, is I make people chili jam. And look, it sounds silly and it started as a silly thing, but I just got so sick of, you know, I was getting my stepmother and my mum a magazine subscription every Christmas. I was getting my dad something, something, you know, he's quite difficult to buy for because he has everything. So I had to find the cool and unusual gifts for him. My other stepmother, just my daughter, my son-in-law, all the people that are in my life needed a gift from me, I thought mentally and emotionally. But actually, they don't. Actually, they can go and get their own stuff. And I can give them something cute or funny or nice, but something consumable. So the first year I did that, I made soap. I made this beautiful, beautiful Christmas soap that was red and green and I think cranberry flavored. And that was really great. The second year, I made cookies and everyone loved the cookies. And also you can sort of spread it wider so you can start giving cookies to everyone. The third year I made the chili jam and I've really stuck with the chili jam because it's cute, it's red. People give me back their jars so I don't have to keep going and buying jars. And I can put a green ribbon around it. It looks really Christmassy. And it's a really easy present to give. Because what adult needs me to choose what they want in their home or their house or anything like that? I really feel that the making gift is my favorite thing. And also it comes from the heart. Like I actually enjoy doing it. And it's something that I find really fun. So back to our $1,000, you might have bought a case of wine. You might not be inclined to make anything. You can go and go to the Christmas markets or go to a market and buy just very small things that you can spread out over that money. And then when that money's gone, you stop. You're done. You don't need to spend any more. So there's a couple of things that we covered then. One idea, work out your Christmas budget and know exactly where you want your money to go. Write it down, make your list, check it twice. The second is when you're buying gifts for people, buy a bulk gift like a box of wine or a box of cookies or a box of something and then hand them out. Something lovely and consumable always goes down well. And the third thing is make it yourself and give it from the heart and give the joy that comes with making it yourself. And believe me, I know that's not up everyone's street. My stepmother gives my brother a lovely dinner out and offer of babysitting for the night. It's receiving things that give people that validation, that quick rush, that feeling of I've been seen. You get me. It doesn't need to be expensive. It needs to be meaningful. So as I was talking to everyone about this idea of connection and gift giving and overspending to create that connection, what I was finding was that we do like to be generous. We like to be kind. We love to give gifts. We love to be well thought of. But being well thought of at our own expense, and being well thought of is great, but the person that you've got to take care of the most is you and your esteem and the way that you're feeling. And over giving and over trying to create that connection isn't going to work if it's not actually meaningful. And overgiving doesn't create a real connection. It creates a temporary connection, but the real connection comes from experiences and time together and acts of service to each other. And as we search for meaning, we find connection. So have a Merry Christmas and really enjoy yourself. Enjoy your journey. Enjoy your family and your connection and all the things that Christmas brings. And look after yourselves. I'll see you next time.